So I really enjoy doing questionnaires and I saw this one. So I figured why not? This will be fun and this is also going to be very long and rambling, so I apologize. Also, I'm a little bit ill, which you can probably hear, so my voice isn't in the best state that it could be, but it's not too terrible. So, yeah. Okay, so here we go. What GWA tags are you most drawn to, and what do you wish there were more of? Mainly Daddy Dom Little Girl stuff, male Dom stuff. Because even though my sexuality is pretty fluid, I've always had a preference for men. So with men it's like male dom, daddy stuff, pet play stuff. Whereas with girls, I like just masturbation things. It's really fucking hot, that's all I can say. What do I wish there was more of? I'm not sure what you call it here. I think it's fear play or something like that. I know it's edge play. Things like and like blood play and things. I have a soft spot for those sorts of things, I can't lie. Okay. Do you listen to audios purely for intellectual reasons, or do you use them for sexy wand polishing slash cauldron stirring activities? If you do, how important are sexy audios to your self-pleasure exploits? I mean, I listen to different audios. Like when I listen to sexy audio, it is definitely always for that. Actually, sometimes, depending on, I just listen to it out of joy because I love sex. And sometimes for me, sex isn't always sexual. It's just, a recreational activity that two people do that's a lot of fun. And oh my God, I am rambling. But yeah, mainly I do listen to it in the evening when, I'm playing with myself. And audio is very, very sexy audio is very important to me. Since the time I started watching porn, I remember I could never get off to porn where it was really fake and just terrible moaning and that stupid noise where it's like, ooh, like what is that sucking in breathing thing. So I've always watched amateur stuff because it's real. And so with these scripts, not scripts, with these recordings, I really enjoy them because you can see the person behind the recording engaging, and you know that they're real people and they're doing this because they want to and they're very genuine. So that's why I really enjoy sexy audio. With other audios I listen to, like for instance, behind the audio file or readings of things, and even questionnaires and stuff, I'll listen to them when I'm working, when I'm reading a book. Just it's really nice background noise, and sometimes there'll be times where I'll pause and I'll listen, and I just really enjoy listening to things. I know that sounds really, I don't want to say vapid, but that wasn't the most intellectual thing I could have said, but I do just really enjoy listening to safe work things, not safe work things. Yeah. What is my favourite sexual fantasy that I've never been able to fulfil yet? I actually haven't done a lot. I'm not very experienced. I mean, I've slept with eight people, but one out of those eight was a recurring thing. The rest were one-off one-night stands. So they were all pretty standard apart from the first guy. Oh, I've never been bent over someone's lap and spanked. I've never had an in-person Daddy Dom. Actually, I didn't have to say it like that. I've never had an in-person Daddy Dom. I've never even had a proper relationship. That's not even a sexual fantasy, but that is something that I have not yet been able to fulfill. Also, I did a recording on fucking at a concert. That's also something that I would really, really like to do. Oh my gosh, I missed a question. if you could time travel to any point in history for sexy time, when slash where would you go, and who would you have wild sexual escapades with? You can also bring someone from your own time period with you if you're so inclined. I'd probably go back to, like, kind of Jane Austen era. There's something quite erotic to me about that time period. The dresses, the balls, the kind of social etiquette was... prude isn't the right word, but it was less open, and there was there was the right way to do things and the wrong way to do things. Oh dear, sorry, I just hit my laptop. So probably back then. And who would I have wild sexual escapades with? I'm not sure, but a lot of people. I would love to go to a ball and end up seducing a load of men. I think that would be a lot of fun. If you had the ability to become some kind of sexy supernatural creature, vampire, incubus, etc., what would you want to be? A succubus. Absolutely no questions asked, a succubus. I wrote and recorded a script about being a succubus. And since I played the game Catherine, there's always been something about being a succubus. And I like the way they presented it in Catherine, where she's this entity that is perceived by any male as his ideal woman. And I love the idea of that, because I like being... This is going to sound extremely, extremely up myself and awful, but I really don't mean it in a negative way. I like the idea of being desirable. I think everyone does. Everyone wants to be desired. I would like to be desired by all men and sleep with whoever I wanted to. So, plus, if you were a succubus, you could just, you know, seduce anyone. Like, anyone. And that's why. It's like the closest thing to being or a shapeshifter. Oh, but that's not... I can make... Okay, either a succubus or a shapeshifter. Because being a shapeshifter will be a lot of fun. I mean, in the kind of... Oh my god, what's her name? Mystique from X-Men kind of way. I think that'll be a lot of fun. How many sex toys do you own that strongly resemble lightsabers? Do they have elegant designs of a Jedi? Of the Jedi, or harsher, more sinful? What? Harsher, more forceful? I don't know how I wrote red sinful. Oh my gosh, I'm iller than I thought. I have one. And the reason it looks like a lightsaber is because the handle is a different colour to the main shaft. It looks like, I don't know if you could get like a little dagger lightsaber. but it's pink and the handle is white. So I guess, you know, if a sweet Lolita became a Jedi, that would be her lightsaber. Have you ever had a partner write things on your skin? And was it Harry Potter fanfiction? I have never had a partner write things on my skin. So no, it wasn't Harry Potter fanfiction. I've written things on my skin for other people, like slut, daddy's whore, and, you know, things like that. During that orgasm, would you prefer that your partner whimper quietly as they come, scream their pleasure loudly, or just moan at a moderate volume? Would you prefer that they drop some dubstep beats as they come? Oh my god. Okay. I would love to experience someone that fucking beatboxed as they came. That would be amazing. I think for me, it really depends on the partner. For girls, screaming or moaning, like, fuck yes. Or even, no, even quiet whimpering can be really hot. With a guy, I think I would prefer him to whimper. Because a guy screaming is kind of scary. And then the girl, I'm going to go with moderate moaning. What is my favorite position? Is it dragon style, in which the woman swoops down, arms outstretched like wings, and the man thrusts his dragon's legs? Oh my god. I think I've answered this before. My favorite position is missionary. Because it's so close and intimate, and the guy can lean down, or the girl, whomever you're with, can just lean down and whisper things and kiss you easily and bite you, and you can really feel their weight on top of you, and that's why I like it. Would you ever consider giving a sexy countdown in fractions, in which the other person can only come if you reach a value of less than 50%, but you use fraction? I'm not even going to answer that question because I don't fully understand. I'm really sorry. I'm really sorry. I think I understand it, but. Okay, so I'm going to assume it's a countdown in terms of like, you can come when I reach this. Oh, so if you reach. Oh my God, I keep hitting my laptop. So if you reach a value less than 50%. Okay, no, I wouldn't do that because I'm submissive as fuck and I know I'd get my ass beat if I did that. Would you do a sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay? If so, would you refer to the penis as the Tower of. Oh my god. I'm so sorry. I haven't read Lord of the Rings and I haven't watched the films in an extremely long time, so I have no idea how to pronounce that. And I'm not going to try, so I don't embarrass myself. But I'd be down, to be honest. I'm not gonna lie, I'd be down to do sexy Lord of the Rings roleplay. You'd have to give me time to read the books and watch the films to make sure I get it right, because I don't have fast things, or at least I try not to. But I would be down. I actually really enjoy roleplay, and I enjoy fulfilling other people's fantasies. So if someone wanted to do that with me, I wouldn't be able to say no. I would enjoy that. Have you ever listened to sexy audios while trading stock on the market? If so, during the climax proportion of the audio, did you shout, "Call me the Narwhal of Wall Street, baby"? That's what I do every day, yeah. I listen to sexy audios whilst trading stock on the market. That is my profession. Yes. If you've just had an orgasm, would you allow your partner to continue pleasuring you, or would you insist your extremely sensitive sexy bits are now a keep away zone? And what are your feelings on marathon blowjobs, marathon cunnilingus, in which your partner orally pleasures you again and again, virtually non-stop over the course of several hours? Oh fuck, I keep doing it, I'm sorry. Well, this is a sad little tidbit. I'm the only person that has made myself come. The only time someone else did make me come was by accident. Well, not by accident, but it wasn't intentional. My dom was flogging me, and he flogged in between my legs, and all of a sudden, multiple orgasms. He wanted to just cuddle me, and I wouldn't let him touch me. I was on the bed, like, having full body spasms. It was insane. So I think if all of my orgasms were that strong when I'm with someone else, which I reckon they would be because I'm extremely sensitive when I'm with other people. I mean, I touch my own butt and it's mess. Someone else touches my butt and I wriggle away because it feels too good and too sensitive. So it'd probably be a keep away zone so I could, recover. But I would be definitely down to try marathon blowjobs and marathon cunnilingus. Giving and receiving on both of those things, I would really enjoy it because I like getting people off. That's part of the reason that I'm here at GWA because, well, that and the community, I love getting people off. And, if there are a lot of great people here. But yeah, sorry, I'm going off topic. Wow. What's your favourite thing to do after eating some good. After getting some good love in. Oh, one second. What's your favourite thing to do after getting some good love in? It depends on the person and where it happened, but for the sake of it, I'll go with what I did with my dom after we fucked. We just kind of cuddled, really, and that's quite nice, just relaxing and being in each other's company, maybe put on a film, One thing though I'd really like to do is like play video games, end up distracting each other, fucking, and then carry on playing video games. Like I can imagine playing Super Smash Brothers, and then to try and win, I'd end up giving the guy a blowjob or the girl, cuddling his sort of fingering her or whatever, and then making them lose that way, and then we fuck, and then we carry on playing. I think that'd be a lot of fun. Final question. Is it ever acceptable to rickroll someone during sex? If you do believe it's acceptable, then when is it the best time to do to someone? For example, during their orgasm or during foreplay, perhaps when the person is orally pleasuring you. I think it is acceptable. I have done this kind of thing before. I was Skyping with someone recently. We were talking dirty and getting off, and then they said something that reminded me of the cartoon The Pinky of the Brain. So I started laughing in the middle, and they were like, "What's wrong? Why are you laughing?" And I just said, "What you just said reminded me of The Pinky and the Brain. You know, what are we going to do tonight, Pink Brain? The same thing we do every night, Pinky. Try to take over the world." And then I continued to sing it, the Pinky and the Brain, 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 Brain. I continued to sing it because I'm a fucking troll. I enjoy laughing in the middle of sex, and that's why I want someone with a good sense of humour, because you can do that kind of thing. So rickrolling, completely acceptable during sex. Top bants, good laugh. When to do it, I think that really depends on the context and what happens. Because I can imagine a foreplay, you're making out, you're saying really passionate things, and then you could be like, "Oh, baby, I'm never gonna give you up. I'm never gonna let you down. I'm never gonna run around and desert you," and just continue from there. So probably foreplay would be the best time. I mean, in the middle of an orgasm would just be really fucking irritating, but that could also be quite funny. But I'm gonna go with foreplay. So that was me rambling for just under 20 minutes about these questions. I really, really enjoyed this questionnaire, by the way. Master Tinkles, thank you very much for posting this, and I hope you enjoy it, and I hope it's not too long, and I'm sorry I kept whacking my laptop. Yeah, so have a good afternoon or a day, everyone, and yeah.